This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have kept control, repelling Republican efforts to retake the chamber, making it harder to thwart U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda. The fate of the House is still uncertain as the GOP struggles to put together a slim majority there. Catherine Cortez Masto's victory Saturday in Nevada gives Democrats the 50 seats they need to keep the U.S. Senate. Her win reflects the surprising strength of Democrats across the U.S. this year and adds to the frustration of Republicans who were confident she would be defeated. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer says the American people have rejected what he called the anti-democratic, authoritarian, nasty, and divisive direction of Republicans who were promoted by former President Donald Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed the victory of the Ukrainian troops in Kherson. On Saturday, VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
In his nightly video address, Zelensky said defense forces have won back control of more than 60 settlements in the Kherson region. He promised that Ukrainian troops will eventually liberate all of Ukraine from the Russians. As the Russian forces withdrew, Zelensky said they destroyed critical infrastructure in Kherson, including communications, the water supply, and plants supplying heat and electricity. He cautioned residents that retreating Russian soldiers had mined the area. The Ukrainian president also cautioned vigilance moving forward. While people are celebrating in Kherson, he said, further east in the Donetsk area, brutal battles are being fought every day. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. The Biden administration's recent move to block exports of advanced computer chips to China signals a new phase in relations between the globe's two largest economies. Trade matters less than an increasingly heated competition to be the world's leading technological and military power. The export ban helps set the tone for President Joe Biden's upcoming meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Asia. Both leaders are likely to touch on the export ban, which Chinese officials were quick to condemn. President Biden is vowing that the U.S. will work with a key coalition of Southeast Asian nations as China tries to expand its influence in the region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit, Biden expressed the importance of ASEAN to his administration.
ASEAN is the heart of my administration's Indo-Pacific strategy.
The president hoped U.S. collaboration with the 10-nation bloc would help to
deepen peace and prosperity throughout the region, to resolve challenges from the South China Sea to Myanmar, and to find innovative new solutions to shared challenges.
Biden's efforts at this year's ASEAN summit are meant to lay the groundwork for his upcoming meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will meet with Xi in Bali at the G20 summit, at a time when China is now considered as the U.S.'s most potent economic and military rival. I'm Karen Chamas.
As the U.N. climate talks in Egypt reach the halfway point, negotiators are still working on the draft agreements before ministers arrive next week to push for a substantial deal at the end. The two-week meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh started with strong appeals from world leaders for greater efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions and provide more financial help for poor nations to cope with global warming. Scientists say the amount of greenhouse gases being pumped into the atmosphere needs to be cut in half by the year 2030 to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Accord. But a major group of countries that includes oil and gas exporting nations has pushed back against explicit references to keeping the target of limiting global warming under 1.5 degrees Celsius. And again, top military commanders from Ethiopia and its embattled Tigray region have agreed to allow unhindered humanitarian access to the region and form a joint disarmament committee following last week's truce. More at VOANews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.